Stay with me. It's likely you've said those words, or heard those words spoken to you. Those three simple words are filled with meaning. Picture it in your mind. Who is saying those words to whom? There are two people, one reaching out to the other. The reasons for this simple request can vary, but they are all based on the deep desire to linger together, to remain in one another's company. Although it looks like a command, those three words are most often offered up as a request, appealing to the other not to leave. Do you realize Jesus asks this of you? He reaches out to you, desiring your presence. We typically ask someone to stay with us because we don't want to be alone. Christ doesn't need the comfort of our company. Our request is often based on selfish reasons. Jesus asks us to stay for our benefit and because he simply wants to be with us. Picture in your mind Jesus reaching out to you and saying these simple three words, "Stay with me." Was that easy or difficult to see in your mind's eye? Do you think he'd say that to you? He does. Some of us may be more familiar with the biblical term abide. I refer to it as a biblical term because it's not used in today's everyday conversations. What does abide really mean? It's the idea of staying, remaining, tarrying, not leaving, continuing to be present, to maintain unbroken fellowship. It can mean to persevere, cleave, or hold fast. It means to be held or kept continually. Jesus promises to remain in us. He holds us continually. He asks us to remain in him. If Jesus asks us to stay with him, it doesn't mean that we're motionless. Parents tell their child to stay with them as they make their way through a crowd. I love how the ESV states 1 John 2:6. Whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked. When we stay with him, we keep pace with him. We start to imitate him. We walk like him. We talk like him. We see his character overflow in all areas of our lives. This all reminds me of when my youngest was 3 years old. He was fascinated that when skin was cut, blood comes out. He didn't like it if it actually happened, but was intrigued by the concept. I explained to him that every living part of our bodies have blood flowing through them. To illustrate this, I took a flashlight and we went into the dark closet. I held my hand over the light and my hand glowed red as the light illuminated the blood capillaries. It highlighted the fact that blood was flowing through the entirety of my hand. That's what Christ desires with us. Complete, saturated existence in him. Nothing held back. We can't fully appreciate life until we have his life-giving spirit flowing through every part of our lives. Oh, to be in him, and for him to be in us. Amazing things happen when we are together. These are great things to think about, but what does this look like in everyday life? After all, Jesus isn't here in flesh and blood to visit with us face to face. Let's take a step beyond the classic Sunday school answer of pray and read the Bible. I would suggest it's more of an attitude. It certainly may include prayer and reading God's word, but it stretches beyond. It's the attitude of having Christ with you, beside you, helping you, all the time. It could be sharing thoughts with him as the day goes on. Perhaps you may dwell on a section of scripture throughout the day. It's being mindful or aware of his presence. Here are some passages of scripture to reflect on this week. Many times I like to read a shorter section of scripture and then soak it in for the day, focusing on one idea. John 15, verses 4 through 17. Luke, chapter 24, verses 13 through 35. 1 John, chapter 2, verses 3 through 11. 1 John, chapter 3, verses 19 through 24. 1 John, chapter 4, verses 7 through 18. I'd really like to hear from you. Can you share a thought about how you abide or stay or remain? What was it like to turn over an area of your life to Christ? Something that impacted you in these or other scripture verses?